Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm so glad that you tuned in today for another episode, another incredible conversation with an amazing woman. And this one's really going to touch your heart. And this woman that I'm talking to today shows such strength and has such a love for people and love for her family. And so I'm really excited to share her story. But before we get to that, let's talk about the stuff that's happening soon here in Charlotte. So I have two things to tell you about. One is May 12th. Mark your calendar. If you are here in Charlotte, I want you to come out and join us, ladies. We are meeting at Novel Loso Station on May 12th at 6:30 in the evening. And the second Thursday of every month following that date, that's going to be our time, our meetup time. And it's going to be an opportunity to connect with other like-minded women. It's going to be an opportunity to learn something, to mingle, to just really feel like you're part of a community and being encouraged and inspired. So if you want more information on it, just send me an email. It's seal@gmail.com. Or you can go to @itsealsmart on IG and send me a DM there and I can send you more information about it. But I really am excited about bringing women together. There's something very empowering about that. And it's not just about fitness. Like, this is about goals. This is about relationships. This is about self-care. Like, there's so much more to it. It's about the whole person. So I really encourage you to join us if you can make it for the first one. If you can't, join us for the second one. And then also on May 14th, I am taking a group and we are doing the Mud Girl Run. So there are still spots open. There's still availability if you want to jump in on that. You just go to Mud Girl Run. Make sure that when you sign up for the Pink Squad CLT, Pink Squad Charlotte, so that you can be part of our team. And we are planning to do it at the 9:30 a.m. wave. This is at the Charlotte Mud Girl Run. So again, for more information, send me an email or go to Instagram and send me a DM. Love to have you join us. Now, let's talk about my guest, Carmela Baker. She is a wife, a mom, an advocate, and an author. Carmela shares how she had to make some life-changing decisions regarding her career when her daughter was born. She discovered that her daughter was at risk of having seizures at just 9 months old. Several months later, she was told her daughter was globally delayed in development with epilepsy. Although the news was heartbreaking, Carmela did not let the news keep her from doing all that she could to help her daughter grow and become stronger through her disabilities. As a matter of fact, she found strength in her faith, family, and fitness. These things create balance and peace for her as she advocates and cares for her daughter and son. The bond Carmela's children have led her to write her first children's book, Please Do Not Treat Me Differently. She hopes to encourage children and adults to find creative ways to interact with love and kindness with all community members, but even more so with those who have special needs. Those who can do the same things that we do, but it's just going to look a little different in the way they do it. Her goal is to connect with others who share the same values about teaching kindness, anti-bullying, positive interactions, and empowerment in their communities. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Carmela. Welcome to the show, Carmela. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot to talk about, but before we get into the real conversation, tell us a little bit about who you are.
My name is Carmela Baker, and I am a wife and a mother of two children. I used to work in the banking industry and then worked in the education field for about 3 years before I had to come out. And now I stay home with my two kids and write books. I like to spend my time outdoors. I'm a lover of hiking, swimming, running. I like to do anything that's outdoors. I'm from the Great Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. So if you've ever been out there, you know it's nothing but trees and mountains. So you kind of have to make your own fun, which I had no problem doing outside of doing sports. I enjoy softball and soccer as well.
That's awesome. Well, I agree with you about the outdoors. I love the outdoors.
They're great. There's nothing like fresh air.
No, and I love running, which I know you like to run as well.
I do, yes.
So for fitness, when did you first start? Like, what was your introduction to fitness?
Well, I've always been an athlete ever since I was 5 years old, doing basketball and dance. And as I grew older, I found that softball was my key sport. I was a pitcher on the mound and a catcher behind the plate. So I was very active as a kid growing up all the way through high school. And when I was in high school doing my training for softball, that's when I started finding myself in the gym more often. Early in the mornings, around 6 a.m. before school started, we'll have training. And then I also found myself in the summers when school was out, up at 6 a.m. running the lake. So around high school is when I got into the gym pretty heavy and started doing my fitness.
Right on. Well, I love that. And, you know, fitness plays a big role in your life now. And just from the conversation you and I had, it actually plays a bigger role. But this really has to do with you being a mom. So you have two kids. Mm-hmm. And your daughter, Bria, is 4. Yes. And she has epilepsy, which I had told you I had an idea of what I thought epilepsy was, but you really educated me on it. And so I thought it would be really important for you to share about what is epilepsy, and just help our listeners have a better understanding of what that is.
Oh, yes, of course. So epilepsy is a brain disorder, which causes seizures. So whenever someone has seizure-like activity, basically they are experiencing something that we like to call electrical shocks. Looks like little fiery shocks in the brain that's interrupting their daily lives and causing them to have seizures. So some people have them very mildly. Some of them have them more severely. Brielle, she has them more on the mild side. And I thank the Lord that they're more mild because you just never know when a seizure can take place. They are triggered by a lot of different things. It could be, emotional, stress, fatigue. It could be, not feeling well. Any of these things are things that could trigger a seizure. And there's many, many more, I'm sure, that I have not experienced. Growth spurts, when they grow, it can trigger seizures because if they're on medication, as they grow, they have to make adjustments to medication in order to keep those seizures or epilepsy under control. So just having a growing child and going from day to day, you just never know when they're going to experience an epilepsy or a seizure episode during that day.
What, and I know that that's a lot, because this was something that I don't think anybody's really prepared for when something happens like this, but what have been a lot of the challenges for you on a daily basis?
So, with Bree and her epilepsy, because it interrupts her throughout her day, she is delayed in a lot of her growth and development. So we're not walking, we're not talking, which is fine because we're doing therapies in order to help her strengthen those skills in her growth. But we don't have family close by. So it makes it really hard when we have activities going because I have an older son too. He's 9 and he's big in basketball. We are a sports loving family. Bree, she goes with us where we go most of the time. She loves basketball too, but it's really hard to coordinate schedules with my husband and I when they may have multiple things. Like, for instance, if we just want to work out, I have my workout schedule down pat because I'm up before the birds wake up, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. in the gym at 5, got my 45 minutes in, home, showered, and have about another hour or two before the kids wake up. And my husband, he works, so with his schedule, he finds it a little bit tougher to find time to get his workout in. So we had this conversation just yesterday morning. He's like, I want to go work out. I'm like, okay, well, what's your plan? He's like, well, I want to do it in the morning time. I was like, okay, well, we have this activity at 9. So if you can go early in the morning, that'd be great. Well, I don't want to go that early because I got home late and I'm tired. Totally get it, right? So just trying to find a balance throughout our day so we all can meet our the things that we want to do, the things that we have to do in order to keep ourselves going and keep ourselves, you know, able to keep pushing through the day. The closest family is like an hour and a half away, and the furthest is 4 hours. So we're really kind of struggling right now, trying to find assistance in childcare.
So. Gotcha. Yeah, it makes a difference when you don't have family. So I know that that's a huge challenge. And just the fact that you and your husband are a team and y'all push through and do that, like I know that that takes a lot of work on both of you.
It does, but I thank the Lord every day that I have my husband, because without him, I really don't know where I would be, probably back in the Great Smoky Mountains where my parents live. That would be my support system there. They wish all the time we could be closer to them, but that's just not the case. But, you know, I say that too, to say that when living life, I had a plan of like what I wanted my life to look like. And, you know, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think about having a child that would be special needs. And, you know, my first child, you know, he's A-okay, what we call, quote, normal. You know, who's really, what's the definition of normal? You know, we really don't know. But he's A-okay. And I had this plan, you know, have kids. We're going to have a second child. He's going to be his play partner. They're going to have fun. We're going to be ripping and running. And I'm a person who has a hard time slowing down. I'm always going, you know, as soon as I wake up, my feet hitting the floor. I'm running around all day, and then I don't stop until my head hits the pillow that night. So when Brielle came and we were faced with this special need that she has, funny thing is that when I thought about having a daughter one day, I never said to myself, how am I going to be able to take care of her through her special need? I thought I would have to think, how am I going to take care of her hair? Because I'm not a hair person. I was a big ponytail out the door. Let's go. I don't braid. I don't, you know, corn roll. I don't do any of that stuff. That's my mom. So my biggest thing was, well, how am I going to do her hair to where she looks nice every day? But Lord behold, that's not even my, I don't think about that. That's not what I worry about at all.
Yeah, that's a big shift when that's what your big concern was. And then, you know, Now your life is completely different, but it sounds like there's such sweetness in the middle of it. What's been the biggest blessing for you in all of it?
Brielle and my son, my whole entire family, we have grown so much. She has shown me what joy is in life. She has shown me what strength looks like in life. She has shown me that I can do anything when I put my mind to it. I had to learn how to take myself out of the equation and put her first in order to see the blessings that come with her need. Brielle is an epitome of what strength is. Because of her, she is why, well, part of the reason, half of the reason why I wake up as early as I do to go to the gym and work out. I work out so I can decompress. I work out so I can get those good feel vibes to start my day. For me, it's just setting the day up for success. And because my daughter is not mobile, by going to the gym, it strengthens my body physically to have to tote or carry her around from place to place. It also strengthens my mind mentally to figure out as my day goes on, if I run into a roadblock that keeps me from being able to accomplish what was planned for that day, to make a shift and do a hard reset in order to get through that situation at that time. It has strengthened me in my spiritual sense, in my spiritual faith, because for me, without Faith going through these challenges with her, I feel like I could easily crumble and fall. And I've had my moments throughout this 4 years where I cried. I didn't understand why what was happening because everything I did with my first pregnancy was no different than with the second. There's no history of any kind of epilepsy in either backgrounds. So that showed me that no matter how far in advance that I plan, no matter what I do, there are just some things I do not have control over. And I have to make a choice. Do I shut down and just throw my hands up and say, okay, I just can't do this. This wasn't in my plan. This isn't for me. I'm going to get rid of it. Or do I say, okay, God, let me take myself out of this. This isn't about me. This is about somebody that you have given me guidance over. I am her steward. I'm supposed to guide her through this life, take care of her, and to show the love that you have for me for her. And so I took that as a blessing because I love this little girl. This little girl means the world to me. And even though she didn't come to me the way that she did, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake at all. This is the way she was meant to come, and God sees her as being perfect. So who am I to say that she's not perfect? Who am I to say that she's any different? Who am I to treat her any differently than I would treat my son? She does all the same things that we do until she tells me in her own way, okay, Mom, we done a lot today. I'm a little tired. Can we rest? Or I need a nap. I need a snack. I need this. And so she'll tell me in her own way. But with my faith and my family and my fitness and my mental, physical, and emotional fitness, I find it a little bit easier to get through each and every single day. I'm not saying that it's not challenging because every day has its challenge. It just makes it a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit more foreseeable. I think of life as being my cup is always half full and not empty. I try to be very optimistic. When something looks bad, I try to figure out, well, this could be a whole lot worse, but let's see where the silver lining is to what makes this better than what it could be. So I try to be optimistic. I try to be positive. I try to, you know, keep the negative stuff out and just focus on the big prize, which is her, and using her to show that love that God has for all of us and to show that strength that she has, because she's growing. She's getting stronger each and every day. And we see that. Just yesterday, I took her to the grocery store for the first time in 3 years because she used to sit in the cart and would topple over. Every single time I go to get a bag of chips real quick, I come back, she's leaned over. So yesterday I took her in, we're there about 20 minutes, and she managed to go through the whole entire trip without falling over. She's getting stronger with her core and her balance. It's a beautiful thing. And with every single progress that she makes, we note that as a win. That's a win for Brielle and a win for the Baker family.
I love it. I think that's so cool. And I think that's such a great thing. And I love that you're celebrating. Like, you celebrate every little moment because they all add up. It's every little single moment. That's awesome. And that's not a little moment. That's a big moment. I mean, that's a big moment for you. Yeah.
For everybody. It's just
that's a win.
Yes. Go to your grandparents and they can take you out and do stuff without having to worry about, you know, is she going to fall? And, you know, this teaches us that when we focus on our strengths and build on our strengths, even through our weaknesses, we may end up building on those unknowingly because we're focused on the strengths that we have and not the weaknesses. So focus on the strengths and the weaknesses you can build on and grow stronger too, not even knowing that you are, which is amazing.
That's so awesome. Well, so all of this that you've been through has, and you just talked about it early in the conversation, you've become a writer. So you have a book, a children's book that you have authored, and it's in the stores now. But tell us what inspired this book.
This book was inspired by my two children. My son, his name is Braylon. He, before having a second child, I asked him, would you like to have a brother or a sister? He said, a sister. I said, okay. I was like, well, there's a 50-50 chance you may get what you want. So, you know, if it's a boy, you're okay? He's like, yeah. So we got pregnant, had Brielle, and it was a little girl, and he was super excited because he got exactly what he wanted, okay? So throughout their days, he spends a lot of time with her. He loves taking care of Brielle. He loves helping her eat. He loves playing with her. They love going to the basketball games together. She'll watch, and they'll have little conversations between themselves, you know, little looks and sounds about how he did. And I was like, you know what? You guys have a really great relationship that I love. And I think about the people out here who are amongst the community who may not experience this same kind of love that you show your sister from other people. And I was like, the fact that you include her in all that you do is amazing, because that helps her grow in her disability and get stronger. So I got really excited, and I wanted to bring about a book for children that showed about love and kindness, and to show that no matter if people have a disability or not, or a special need, that you can still treat them the exact same way. It's just that the way they do it may look a little different. Not to mean that they can't do it. It's just going to look a little different the way they do it. So they may have, for instance, they're not able to walk. Well, instead of walking like you and I, they may have a wheelchair that helps get them around. Are they able to play basketball? Well, yes. Will it look the same as you and I play? Well, no, because they have a wheelchair that gets them around, whereas we have our 2 feet and our 2 legs that help us do the sport. But they can still shoot. Their arms aren't broken. You know, they can still, you know, do that hang shot. So just to give the world an idea in knowing that, don't assume because you see somebody who has a special need or a disability that they can't do it. Get to know who they are. Like, get to know the person for who they are. What's your name? Favorite color? You have a hobby? Oh, I like horses. What's your favorite animal? Just have those conversations to get to know who they are, because they know that they have a special need. But they want you to know them beyond that. And once you do that, they feel confidence, they feel self-esteem, and you can see how their day just gets a lot brighter, because people took the time to get to know them and not focus on what they can and can't do. So the book is titled, Please Do Not Treat Me Differently. And like Sel says, it is available now. It's been published for about a month now. And I have my website. You can get it at carmelobaker.com. Is also in a lot of local bookstores, Park Road Books, Blue Ridge Books, City Light Bookstore, Books Marks in Winston-Salem, and you can also get it at Amazon.com.
That's awesome. Well, I congratulations on that, and I look forward to getting a copy of it. So, yeah. And hopefully to share that as well. I know that we've talked about fitness. We've talked about how this has played a role in your life. You are a huge fan of Burn Boot Camp.
Woo! Yes, girl.
Yeah. So, and let me just say, the ladies that I'm connected to with Burn, which is Lindsay Bushnell and Melissa Price, like, they own several locations in Charlotte. They're sponsors for the Be Amazing Weekend, but Burn Boot Camp is all over North Carolina. And you're part of a Burn Boot Camp, and you absolutely love it as well.
Love it. I am a member of Burn Boot Camp in Steel Creek, North Carolina. And let me tell you, I'm not being biased, but I love our location. Our trainers are phenomenal. Our vibe and our energy is so like on 10, like it's ridiculous. I go in every morning at 5 a.m. and the energy is just as live as it is at 5 a.m. as it is at 6 p.m. in the afternoon. I love Burn. Like it's that family. It is like family. Everybody knows everybody. There's no judgment in working out. We're all there to do the exact same thing. No one's looking at the person beside them saying, what's she doing? Because we're sitting there dying in a good way together. But Burn Boot Camp, I mean, is where I also get a lot of inspiration. It's what helped me, you know, want to actually take on this book, like the kids with inspiration to write it, but to actually go out there and actually put it out there and be an entrepreneur. That was Burn Boot Camp. Like they made me feel like I could do anything if I put my mind to it. I mean, it's amazing. They want what you want for yourself. They want to see you improve what you want to improve for yourself. So if you say I'm here to get stronger, they're going to push you to the max to get you stronger. If you're there to focus on nutrition, they will give you the tools to help you with nutrition. Like, it's amazing. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, we had to talk about that because I'm such a huge fan myself. And I just love how this has played a big role in your life and thought it was just so important to share. Well, so with that said, do you have a favorite workout?
So I am big on strength training. I've always been a upper body lifter. I love working my shoulders and my biceps and my back. And I'm kind of sad because I missed arm day this morning. I didn't want to, you know, not be prepared for today, but I missed arm day this morning, but I'm going to pick it up this afternoon. Best believe. But I love how Burn brings together the weights, the strength training along with the cardio, because cardio is also key when you're wanting to reach that goal of a nice, lean, slim physique that's, you know, muscular and lean. So, but I've always loved strength days. I love working my shoulder flies, chest press, on the TerraCore, anything that challenges my balance and my core, I'm all for it.
Love it. Yes, love it. Well, what's your favorite song right now? Or do you have a quote that you lean into for motivation and inspiration?
So what I lean in for motivation and inspiration is two things. One, I always say strong is beautiful because, and like I said, it doesn't matter in what way you look at it, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, strength is a beautiful thing. And then I like to say, be strong in faith and flourish in strength, because we're here to flourish. We are here to do good things in life. And so Philippians 4:13, you know, is a great verse that I live by. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so those are the things that keeps me going and lets me know that I got this and that nothing can get in my way but myself. So I try to stay out of my own way and keep moving. Just know that he's got me, you know. There's nothing I can do wrong to where he doesn't have me.
That's it. I love that. What is there, do you have anything else on your heart that you want to share with the listeners?
I just like to say something to those who are listening who may know somebody who is a mom of a special needs child, or if they're a mom themselves of a special needs child, and some may have multiple, because I know families have more than one that has special needs. It's, you know, sometimes it may seem like they're not wanting to communicate with you or accept your help. And it's not because they don't want it. It's just that they are having a hard time, one, accepting things for what it is. Two, they want to be able to relate to somebody else who's going through the same thing. So unless you're going through the same thing they're going through, they're finding it really hard to reach out and connect to you and hear what you're saying. Because in their minds, we're thinking, well, there's no way you know what I'm going through. So how do you know? So just, you know, be understanding, be patient, be kind, love them from a distance. If they won't let you love them, you know, right there where they are, we still need love. We still need, you know, people who are thinking about us. Because it's not hard. It's not easy to find your strength in a situation that you never saw yourself in. And until you find that strength, it is a struggle. I mean, I struggled within the first year. I just couldn't get over how and why. And it wasn't until I realized it wasn't about me that I was able to work through it a lot easier. So parents who are special needs moms or special needs dads, you know, don't give up. Look into yourself, find your strengths, work through your strengths, and then your weaknesses will build and become stronger too. Reach out for somebody who is going through the same things that you are. There's a lot of different groups out there. There's a special needs moms group or a special needs parents of babies in Charlotte groups on social media, on Facebook, that I found that has really helped me when it comes to talking to people about special needs. Because mom and dads are great, but then again, our parents love us and our families love us, but they have never gone through what I've gone through. So I can tell them things and it's almost like they're lacking compassion, but not because on purpose, but because they just don't know what I experience on a day-to-day basis, like how involved that it is and how much work it really takes and a lot of planning. So just, if you can find somebody, find a group that you can relate to, find some good books. I have a book now that I'm reading from an author, Rebecca Jeffries, about her family and dealing with autism. So these things really help me get through my day and keep me positive and keep me wanting to find solutions and other ways to get things done. So just don't give up, okay? Just stay optimistic. Don't give up. There is a silver lining. And just stay positive. That's all I can say. There's going to be tough times, but it's not going to last forever. You'll get through it.
That's awesome. And I think just people hearing that and the fact that you say to show love and be patient and be there and let people know that you're there, anybody that is in that situation, there's a lot to be said for that. So thank you. Thank you so much for today and for sharing just the awesomeness of what you're doing, not only with your kids, but like what you're doing to help other people. So it's pretty amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come on here and to share that, because I just want people to know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
They're not alone. And there's just things in life that you think you are, and it's because you never were exposed to it until now. And now that you're exposed to it, you'll start seeing that there's more people out there who are just like you, and you're not alone.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.